This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Well, Sandy, as we have talked about many times over the last few years, more and more galleries are closing. Artists still are out there, need to show their work. And so what we see, there are many more smaller venues. And today we're going to take a look at two of those smaller venues. There are many in Eugene. The first one we're going to visit is over on Willamette Street, 2833 Willamette, number B, and it's O'Brien's. Walt O'Brien is a photo processor, very small shop, a cozy little gallery, shows photos that basically the show is put together by PhotoZone. All of the people in the show are members. There are 10 artists. What'd you see you liked?
I thought that was a great little show. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I walked straight to a photograph on the back by Susan Starr called Carnival in Cozumel, Mexico, of a soulful child with tendrils drawn on her face, and she had so captured the inner world of this child. It made you appreciate photography as an art form.
It's not all just people.
That's right.
The one I was going to mention is people as well. It was one by Susie Morrill. It's called David, Katie, Merlin, and Jesse.
And that was a powerful photograph.
It's a silver gelatin print. I don't know if it's old, but it looks like maybe it was taken in the 60s.
Or 70s. It looked like an alternative family.
Right. The image just drew me right in. And the one I was really drawn to was the woman looking back at the camera. They are looking right at the camera. Mm-hmm. And she does, there's some tension there.
Yes,
but the two little kids are dressed like with,
they have their arms around each other, and they're grinning through scare faces.
Yes.
And it's very startling.
It is. And then the guy, it's almost like he's oblivious to what's going on over here. I'm not sure.
Well, there's a story upon story inside
right,
of that photograph.
It has lots of juju there. I spent a lot of time just looking at that one.
Did you notice that Gene Tonry had a whole series of five shaker images? They're very formal. They're quietly composed glass, you know, green glass canning jars as a still life, and hollyhocks in front of a window. And with those simple topics, it all depends on color and what's in the frame and, you know, to get the emotion to come through.
Well, a photographer, I hesitate to say photographer, because she doesn't use a camera to capture the images. It's Donna Gilhausen, and she calls what she does scanogram technique. And she actually uses a flatbed scanner to capture the images, but they have this really unusual quality about them. And if you didn't know how she's doing it, I don't think you'd ever
guess.
Well,
she has one that are three pairs. I love still lives of pairs. And if you look closely, they don't quite touch the surface.
Right.
So they're just floating the tiniest bit in the air,
right,
which you can get with the scanner, but otherwise it's...
Yeah, they have a very mysterious quality. Mm-hmm. Well, this show is at O'Brien's at 2833 Willamette Street, number B. It's up for the entire month of November. His hours vary a little bit, so I recommend you call ahead and make sure he's there. I will post the phone number on the website. Go to klcc.org, Audio Archives, Viz City, and you can hear this program again and get some more information. Mm-hmm. Let's see, the other venue that we checked in on is Diva Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Diva used to have a large gallery, but they've downsized too, and now they're at 280 West Broadway.
But they're having some very unusual shows.
Yes, much smaller, but still interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. The show that's up there right now, it's called Fiber Challenge Group, and it's a subgroup of Eugene Weavers Guild, so it's all textiles. There are 10 artists in there, and they call this one Puzzles, Patterns, and Paradox. Very interesting show.
Mm-hmm. And they did some very difficult weaves as well.
Yes.
I loved Dora Mae Keesby. She has these framed woven wall pieces. One is a Sudoku, I hope I'm saying that right, Sudoku magic square puzzle, and the other one is a solution. I mean, you have to understand this. Fortunately, they're also very beautiful in cotton and very bright beads, but my husband assured me that there was a whole code and puzzle buried in there.
Oh, yes, I'm sure there's lots of code here. One that I enjoyed looking at is by Barbara Setsu Pickett, and these are little books, three little travel books that she actually uses, but the covers have almost a labyrinth kind of design in them. And then the part, if you look really close, Barbara's kind of known for making velvet, and there are tiny little velvet spots all over the book. It's just,
it's all hand-stitched silk, organza, and little tile shards.
Right.
There, somebody else has a linen box called Pandora. That was Marilyn Roberts.
That was Marilyn
Roberts. I like
Roberts.
That, too. And as we wind up, I want to remind people that at LCC, there's lots of art. Four new Salvador Dalis, a new show by J.S. Byrd. If you're out at LCC, open your eyes.
On
there's
the campus.
So much to see.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.